This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now. Get amongst it.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hashtag Carly and Dane.
Carly, I'm in a predicament right now because our house that I'm currently living in has been sold. So we need to move out.
Yeah.
And we've been looking at houses and applying for houses. And I'm getting a bit nervous because we've only got a month left and there's a lot of people looking for houses at the moment. And we looked at some houses yesterday.
Yeah, you did. And you actually rocked up to my house yesterday with your flatmate Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you guys doing here? And you said, oh, there's actually rental available on your street. And I got very excited. But your reaction has got me a bit riled up this morning, Dane, because I said to you, this is going to be the perfect situation. Don't even worry about looking at it. Just put in for it. And you were apprehensive.
I immediately said, this is the last house on our list. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't want to live in the same street as you.
Why?
Because I spend enough time with you that I spend enough time with you that I don't need to live in the same street as you.
Why?
Because what's going to happen is that start carpooling to work. You would start just appearing unannounced. You would want to do stuff all the time.
I'd have a dog sitter on hand.
You'd apparently want me to look after your dog, Geordie. And look, I honestly do not want to live in the same street. Nothing against you.
How is that nothing against
you? Nothing against you personally.
How is that? You know what? I like you from a distance. I don't mind spending time with you, just not in the same proximity.
Because you're going to be on the phone every 5 minutes.
I think this is the perfect scenario. I think this is going to be great. I was excited about this. You're going to be in your house. I'm going to be in my house. Literally the only difference is it's going to be more convenient when I want to ask you a question.
No, which will be every 3 minutes.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, how exciting. You are about to endeavour on an amazing cruise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm into this music. Won't get me in the holiday mood.
You know what it's from?
Love Boat.
That's right. Not essentially saying you'll be on the Love Boat, but you're going away on a cruise. So I thought what I'll do for you is just give you some tips because I used to work for a cruise line.
Yeah, so you're an expert in this area.
Yeah, and I've seen it all as well. So
Your eyes went really wide when you said seen it all. So please be cautious and aware of the fact that I am an alarmist. So any points of danger you potentially tell me are going to play on repeat in my head and escalate to crazy scenarios. So please keep it safe, light and fun.
All right, will do. So the ship you're going on, we won't name it just so we don't get in trouble. 1,800 passengers. It can fit 247 metres long, 11 decks high, and it weighs 63,875 tonnes.
Right.
Now, to let you know, that's about 2,456,732 Geordies.
Oh, okay. I wish I could take Geordie.
Okay, cool.
My dog.
All right, so here we go. Just some tips for you. Now, if you happen to fall overboard, fingers crossed this won't happen.
Oh, Dane, what I tell you about the scenarios and escalating.
I'm just telling you what you need to do in these situations.
Well, you know,
if you do happen to fall overboard, make sure someone sees you so they can raise the alarm, because if they don't, the ship won't stop unless they know.
Okay, but this is the thing. So this is what I don't get about the overboard situation.
Yes.
You know when you fall off your wakeboard, they bring the boat back around, you climb up into the boat.
Yeah.
How are you going to get back on a cruise ship?
Would you believe
one of those little floaty devices aren't going to, what, are they going to hoist you up by your floaty?
So what happens is someone will go, man, overboard. They'll throw you one of those rings. And then what happens, the actual little boats on board, and they'll take one of the little boats out to come and get you, and they'll bring you back to the cruise ship. Second of all,
Did that ever happen, by the way?
Not when I was working, no.
Okay,
no. There's a very serious, something that goes around. You have to be very, wash your hands all the time, because gastroenteritis goes around the ship and it can spread like wildfire. That's vomiting and diarrhea. And what normally happens is if one person gets it, they have to stay in their room because it can spread because you're in such close proximity to each other. So just constantly wash your hands, okay? It's really important because you don't want to get sick and then get isolated from the rest of the ship.
Okay. When you said tips, I thought things like pack your sunscreen.
No, like wash your hands.
Don't fall off the ship and stay in your room because everyone could be disease-ridden.
No, I'm not saying you have to stay in your room. Just go out and enjoy yourself. But gastroenteritis can spread like wildfire.
Okay.
I've got another one for you. Now, onboard times are very, very important. So if you dock somewhere and you're exploring the shore or whatever else, make sure you're on board on time because the ship will leave without you.
What?
It will leave you behind and
don't
leave without you.
Don't they do a head count or a roll call or something?
Somewhat. You swipe your card as you get back on the ship.
And you know what I'm like with the time?
Well, be careful because if you're not back on board on time, they will leave you behind. And last of all, have fun.
Fun doesn't even come into the equation at this point.
Carly, but there's one thing that is by far the funniest thing to ever happen to people on this planet, and it's people that fall over. Now, I know that's very sadistic of me, and I know it's not very nice, and I understand that, but I love it when people fall over. I think it's hilarious. When I fall over, I expect people to laugh at me, and if it is you in those situations, you just have to think of yourself, imagine how funny that would have been if it wasn't me. But if you run into a pane of glass, if you trip and fall over, I will laugh and then I'll come and help you.
Yeah.
But I'll laugh first. Like I did at Madonna yesterday at the Brit Awards.
Oh.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course. We played on repeat for about half an hour and
yes,
kept laughing.
Did.
We could not stop, if we're being honest.
If you missed it, Madonna, first time performing at the Brit Awards. Amazing. Everyone's pumped and excited. She's 56. She's wearing this really long cape type thing. She walked up some stairs, went to undo it, wasn't quite undone. The people went to rip it off her head and ripped her back.
But you know what? This just goes to show what happens when Madonna tries to walk without a walking cane.
Exactly right.
Without a frame, because she is getting up there.
So good. So we want to know, have you ever fallen over in public? Has it happened to you, Carly?
Oh, of course it has.
What happened?
I am literally one of the clumsiest people. This one was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
This was very public.
Yeah, what happened?
So it was Year 12 muck-up day, and we thought we'd be little rebels and we'd water bomb the younger kids.
Okay.
So we had our water bombs.
Teach them a lesson at high school.
Yeah. So I was walking around the school looking for people to water bomb, and my cousins Sam and Ashley are twins.
You're right.
So they're in the same class. So their classes walk down and they're at the front, and I thought, how good is this going to be? I'm going to water bomb my cousins in front of everyone. So I've gone, hey, girls! And I've raise it up above my head and I'm running at them full pelt, getting the momentum. And as I've gone to lob it, I've tripped over the pavement, gone in front of her whole class. I've fallen flat on my face. Like, it really hurt as well. And the water bomb hasn't popped but bounced over to them. So my cousin Sam has picked up the water bomb as I'm face down on the concrete and these kids are dying of hysterics and lobbed it into the back of my head.
Yes.
I just stayed there till they walked around me.
Get out of the road. Oh, they just walked on you?
No, they kind of parted for me, which I really did appreciate.
That's funny.
They didn't, to this day, they've never let me live it down ever.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
I've sort of started hanging out with someone.
Yes, you have.
Seeing someone, it's awesome.
She's going to be really good for us. We needed this and we don't.
Well, again, you're not involved.
I am involved. I've met her. She gets my big tick of approval. I think she's great. We've bonded. We've got a connection. I feel like this is going to be really good. I can see it now.
And do you want to take this connection to the next level?
I do. I do. Because I've waited a long time for this day. I have. Like, we've been through the Tinder dates. Things haven't really worked out for us. And we finally arrived at happiness, I'm going to call it. Now, I might be a bit premature with that, but I think this is going to work out.
No, well, I'm happy and hopefully she is
well,
as well.
Well, that's all I want for us.
But you want to take our relationship to the next level and go on a double date.
I do. My partner, Russell, me, said girl, and you. Now, you are getting in the way of my happiness.
I said no.
Why did you say no?
Just straight out no.
Why?
Because I feel like you and I spend enough time together without having to go to dinner and talk small talk again. We do small talk for 3 hours every day.
Okay, it's not small talk. We're beyond small talk now. I asked you if I had sweat patches today. But I feel like, Dane...
Now the romance from radio is gone.
I feel like this will be good. Like you said, we spend so much time together. We're pretty much like brother and sister. This girl is potentially my future sister-in-law.
So I feel like we need to establish a connection because we spend so much time together that, you know, and Russell's a huge part of my life. She's going to be a huge part of our life. I feel like we all need to be interconnected. We need to break bread together.
Well, should you and her go off and do something and Russ and I'll go off and do something?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a group dynamic here. I can see it now on the weekends. We can do tappers. We can see movies, all those couple-y, datey things that I've wanted to do because, you know, we need another couple, Russ and myself.
No.
And this is why this has been good for all of us here. So it's been a long time coming, Dane, and I feel like maybe you're a little bit scared, a little bit apprehensive, but you need to just let go and go with it. Like it's going to be okay.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about letting go and letting you take control of anything.
What are you – okay, just quickly, what is your biggest – hang up. How do you think this date's going to play out? I think it's going to go swimmingly.
We haven't even planned a date yet. Nothing's going to happen because we're not going on a double date.
Well, what about you, said girl, Russell and I, at my place? I won't cook because I don't want the night to be a disaster. But we'll have you over. We'll have a nice bottle of wine. We'll relax. We'll have laughs. We'll play board games. We'll shed common interests. And that's where the bond can really start.
No.
This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now.